The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed the child by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among you of all is the greatest." Who is the one who is the greatest? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I preached on this gospel this morning at Mass, and I want to make one point that I made this morning, but then take a little bit of a different tactic with you here this evening at Novena. And I'll just say that there's a debate about who's the greatest, you know. Just really ridiculous. Particularly given the fact that Jesus had just been teaching them that the Son of Man had to suffer and die on the third day rise. You know, after it's obvious they don't get it. It's called the inept response, okay? Now, but here, let me just ask you to think with me for a minute. If you and I were to, let's say we're going to be at a gathering where there's going to be some movie stars and some political leaders, maybe even the president, a lot of dignitaries are going to be there, and then somehow the likes of you and me got in there too. All right, now, in this room, where will our attention be drawn to? Ooh, look, there's the president just walked in. Ooh, click, 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 pictures. There's some other political leaders over there, maybe the vice president, maybe the president of the Senate, whatever. And then we start to see some movie stars. I don't even know who movie stars are these days. I think there's some guy called Brad Pitt or something. Somebody walks in and, ooh, click, 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 everybody notices, you see. Now, that's what we do, see, at a gathering. What would God do walking into a gathering like this? Who would his eyes be drawn to? Who would his eyes be drawn to? I want to suggest to you that his eyes would be most impressed with and most drawn to and most, as I say, most impressed by those who were waiting on table. The servants. The ones who were providing service to people. That's who the Lord is most impressed with, you see. Those who are less powerful. In this example in the gospel, he takes a child and stands a child in their midst. But there's other places where the Lord talks about the greatest among you being the one who serves, who is indeed the slave of all. And this, as you see, so therefore, if you and I were to walk into a room, we'd say, ah, there's the president, there's the mayor, there's the great movie stars or whatever. They're all, ooh, and where our cameras are going. But God is very different, you see. God sees not as we see. Man sees the appearance, but God looks into the heart. Now, I don't mean this that I'm against the president or movie. It's not about that. But the idea is we're very drawn by certain things that don't really impress God that much. See, that's the idea. So what does impress God is a life of service, a life of love. That's what impresses God, the one who is the servant of all. Now, with that in mind, today's feast is that of King Wenceslaus, just to show that I'm not necessarily using this as some diatribe against political leaders. He was a political leader of his day. King Wenceslaus, King of Bohemia. He was born around 907. He received Christian upbringing from his grandmother and became king around the year 925 A.D. He experienced many difficulties in governing his subjects, and he tried to foster their faith. Tried to bring more and more people to the Christian faith. However, his own brother betrayed him, Boleslav, and he was assassinated right there in Mass. He was killed at Mass. So, right there, isn't that a great place to go? If you want to get killed, I get to kill me while I'm at the altar. You know what I'm saying? But there it is, and he was immediately regarded as a martyr and venerated today as the chief patron saint of Bohemia. All right, now, Wenceslaus was legendary for his love of God and his love of the faith and trying to bring many people to faith, and also his love for the poor and his care for them. And most of you know that old Christmas carol, "Good King Wenceslaus." It's the same one here. And I was funny. I mentioned it to the people this morning, and they said, "What? Who? What?" You know. And I started singing a few bars. You know, "Good King Wenceslaus, look now." I want to go through that hymn with you. I've always considered it somewhat of a minor masterpiece of English literature. And it's a beautiful thing. And I think I can remember all the verses. I received kind of a little bit of a gift from my father. Not quite as good as he was, but in memorizing verse. And so I want to go through it with you tonight, and let's see what we can learn from this hymn. And it's a true story about King Wenceslaus. It's not a true story, it's a true portrait of him. And the hymn goes as you probably know the first verse pretty well. Good King Wenceslaus looked out on the Feast of Stephen, that's the day after Christmas, when the snow lay round about deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter's fuel. So, the first thing we notice is that he notices the poor. He's out on a cold winter's night, and a poor man comes in sight. And King Wenceslaus notices him. Now, kings didn't necessarily normally notice poor people. Their entourages keep them insulated from this. But here we are, Wenceslaus is out on a cold winter's night. So, the first thing that he notices this poor man, and as the carol goes on into verse 2 now, it says, one of his assistants, he says, "Hither, page, and stand by me if thou knowest telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?" The page answers, "Sire, he lives a good league hence, a long way off. Sire, he lives a good league hence, right against the mountain, right up against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain." So again, notice, Wenceslaus notices this poor man and inquires about him. Too often we just want to walk past the poor. We don't want to know about them. Don't want to even know. Don't ask. See, but Wenceslaus says, "Who is this poor man?" He asks for one of his assistants to tell him. So the third verse starts like this. Immediately, Wenceslaus sees this poor man and says, he says to him, "Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither." So, again, he immediately says, this poor man who is a whole league from his house just looking for fuel, this man deserves a meal, and I'm going to provide it. So bring me flesh, bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we greet them thither. The verse continues. Page and monarch forth they went. Forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. It's not easy to serve the poor. It's difficult work, serving the poor. You know, Dorothy Day, who many of you have heard of, a Catholic social worker who's, you know, been deceased for many years now, but she'd have always, every summer, these idealistic college students that would come to work with her as she worked among the poor. And the first thing she would do is she would take them and say that she wanted to just disillusion them. She said, "Let me tell you something. It's not easy to serve the poor." Very often they're ungrateful. They don't take your advice. And they can be very difficult, but love them anyway. Okay? So she was just trying to be very clear with them. This is not easy work. So this image of the king and his page going through the snowstorm to take care of this poor man is an image of the difficulty in caring for the poor. And some people simply say, "It's too hard. Let the government handle it. Put them away in public housing developments. It's just too hard to take care of the poor. It costs me too much. It's too hard. I won't do it." So again, just to quote that verse again, it simply says, "Page and monarch, forth they went. Forth they went together." It's always good to serve in pairs, never alone. "Forth they went together through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather." And on the way, they encounter further journeys, and the page, or the attendant to the king, begins to go frigid in the cold. He's beginning to really be in crisis. And so he says, "Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind grows louder. Fails my heart. I know not how. I can go no farther." And then the king simply turns back to him and says, "Mark my footsteps well, my page. Tread thou in them boldly. Thou wilt find the winter's wind freeze thy blood less coldly." So he's literally saying, there's literally the heat of love coming from this holy man. And it's this love that he's saying to him, "Hang on, experience this love that's in me for this poor man, and your heart will grow warmer." And so the hymn goes on, the carol goes on. It says, "In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod that the saint had printed." So he gains warmth from being in the presence of this holy man who's going out to serve the poor. And he himself, who's helping him to serve the poor, now is experiencing the warmth and the beauty and the blessing. And finally the verse continues, or the final passage of the final verse simply says this: "Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now shall bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing." It's a beautiful hymn. Mm-hmm. And maybe I can quote the whole thing now that I've explained it. See if I can do it from memory, just straight through. "Good King Wenceslaus looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter's fuel. Hither, page, stand by me, if thou knowest telling, how yonder peasant, who is he, where, and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain. Bring me flesh, bring me wine, bring me pine log hither, thou and I shall see him dine, when we greet them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind grows louder, fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no farther. Mark my footsteps well, my page, tread thou in them boldly, thou wilt find the winter's wind freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted, heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now shall bless the poor, shall yourself find blessing." So I wish you a happy feast of St. Wenceslaus today. Amen.
Thank you.